Welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 211. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We start things off this week with a track by Guided by Voices. That song is called No Transmission. That's on the band's album, Class Clown Spots a UFO. The band self-released that on their own Guided by Voices label June 11th of this year. And that particular track written by Rob Pollard. That is one of the, I think, like 18 tracks on that album, and most of them are just like that. Two-minute blast of noisy little pop, and I'm loving it. I was never that big of a fan of Guided by Voices, though over the last few years, I've really come to enjoy them. If you're a fan, you should definitely pick up this album. It is a good one, and return to the classic lineup, just like the last album. The last two have been reformed with the classic lineup. Let's see. I've got lots of pop for you this week, so let's jump into something new here. This is a track by Tiger Cats. The song is called Harper Lee.
We'll be right back. A brief encounter that you didn't foresee, and it's shaking your station. Try me. Don't go where you don't belong. The theme of the song is try me. I wish it was 1964. I'm still stuck in 63. Maybe next year. Try me. Try me. Like a swan, I'll come running to you. Like a swan, I'll fly away. Like a swan, I'll come running to you. Like a swan, I'll fly away. Like a swan, I'll come running to you. Like a swan, I'll fly away. Like a swan, I'll come running to you. Like a swan, I'll fly away. All
care what time you're listening to the podcast, that song will get you jumping. That is Stevie Jackson from Belle and Sebastian with Try Me. That is on his new solo debut, I Can't Get No Stevie Jackson, which will be released on July 3rd on Belle and Sebastian's own Bankery Records. That song is great. There's a few other really good pop gems on that album, and the rest, I don't know, maybe it's a little spotty. Stop by Spotify or Amazon or iTunes and listen to it if you think you might be interested. And I think it's definitely worth a listen through. Before that, we had The Smittens from Burlington, Vermont. That song is called Burning Streets of Rome. That'll be on the band's album Believe Me, which is due July 23rd on FICA Recordings. It is also out now on a 3-song single that you can buy. I know that's digital only, I think, but it's got a couple of B-sides that did not make it to the album. And that song is great, and that album is just fantastic. If you like indie pop and twee, this will be one of your favorite albums of the year, hands down. And before that was Tiger Cats with the song Harper Lee. That is on the album Isle of Dogs, which came out April 9th on FICA Recordings as well. A band out of London there, but that song was also just released as a 2-song single, I think digital only, with a B-side that wasn't included in the album. So you can pick that up. I think that just came out last week as well. I guess I should let you know how the podcast works now. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. There's really nothing more to it than that. Whatever I'm feeling is whatever I get, but hopefully I make good choices. I make a good podcast and keep you coming back week after week. I've got an interesting project up next. It's a CD called Science Fair, being released on Spare the Rock Records, which I believe is a podcast that is focused on children's music, but with an indie rock slant. So many indie rockers with kids, or certainly of the age that all of our friends have kids, and why not speak to kids intelligently with some good music and do it well? And I think you know lots of examples of that, lots of interesting projects. I love the Mekons' We Hairy Beasties project. That is just a fantastic one. This project has a very good cause. It is to focus on educating girls about science, getting them interested in science and careers in science, something that is very lacking currently in the United States. So an interesting project. I think a lot of people may have already heard the Mates Estate cover of I Am a Scientist, and that's a great one with a great video, so check that out. But I'm going to focus on a track a little different. This is Frances England with the track Goldilocks Zone. And if you don't know what the Goldilocks Zone is, well, you need to listen and become educated yourself. So let's roll forward with this one.
Late at night, underneath the moonlight, staring up at the stars. I'm wondering if somewhere in the universe there could be a planet like ours. Oh, we may have friends far from home, waiting for us in the Goldilocks zone. And when the night is young, but the bridge is
Things up for us. That is The Tallest Man on Earth, the project of Christian Mattsson from Sweden. The song is called 1904, and that's on the new album There's No Leaving Now on Dead Oceans. That came out June 11th. That song's pretty good. The album is okay. It's good, but it's nothing compared to the previous albums, which just blew me away. So a little disappointed there, but your mileage may vary. Before that, Frances England with the song Goldilocks Zone from the compilation Science Fair, a project bringing awareness about science to young girls particularly, and some money going to causes to support that aim as well. Pick that one up, especially... there's another track on there explaining the Heisenberg principle, which I just adore as well. So a couple of tracks on there that I really could have played. Well, I think I need to wrap things up, let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 211. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on your favorite social media outlet, including Twitter, where you can follow me at Sid Much Rock. We're going to end things off this week with a track by Alice Cooper. Why? Well, about a week ago, or maybe a little bit more, I was handed a free ticket to see Alice Cooper here in Kansas City, and it was fantastic. I'd never seen him, and I was kind of a passive fan of the earlier work, the 1971 to 74 period, and I was just blown away. It was a $25 ticket for most people, and it was just an incredible show for that amount, especially considering the week before I had seen a very disappointing Danzig show that most people paid $50 to see. So a big difference there in showmanship and, professionalism and everything. So a great show. So I went out and picked up an Alice Cooper's greatest hits album, actually downloaded it, which replacing the vinyl greatest hits that I bought sometime back in the mid 80s. So it's a crazy world there, but you come home, you want to listen and realize I don't have that anymore. Well, luckily iTunes is there to make it easy for you. So we're going to play my favorite Alice Cooper song. This is from 1971. This is the song Be My Lover. And as I said, I picked it up on that 1974 greatest hits compilation. That is just a can't-miss album. So we'll end it here. Thank you very much for listening. We'll talk again next week.
She struts into the room. Well, I don't know her. But with a magnifying glance, I just sort of look her over. Drink or two, well, maybe.